Today's Leading Women, episode 660, with the wonderful Amanda Curtis.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Amanda Curtis, co-founder and CEO of 19th Amendment. Amanda Curtis is a fashion designer turned tech entrepreneur who uses technology to create positive impact in the fashion industry. As a designer turned entrepreneur, CEO Amanda experienced firsthand how funding and connections were a bigger factor in breaking into the fashion industry than talent and drive. 19th Amendment was created on the idea that fashion is a choice and that the garment production process for manufacturers in the United States needed a makeover. And just like its namesake, 19th Amendment believes everyone has a right to choose how to make the system and their closets a better place. To learn more, visit www.19thamendment.com. Again, that's www.19thamendment.com. Women of the world, Miss Amanda Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I am delighted to have you on the show, Amanda, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Amanda, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with 19th Amendment. Love the concept there as well. You are a success in all right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and idea behind that niche?
Sure. So 19th Amendment is a marketplace/digital trunk show for shoppers around the world to shop directly from the latest fashion design talent. So it's giving shoppers a way to access new designers and new fashion that they wouldn't be able to find in stores. The interesting thing about our model is we don't carry any inventory. So any purchased goods made on 19th Amendment are manufactured on demand. Everything is done in the USA. So you essentially can get a piece from the next CVS, Michael Kors, Donatella Versace, have it made specifically for you in the U.S. and have a piece of fashion history hanging in your closet.
I love what I'm hearing about your business. I love the concept. I love the inspiration that you have there for putting this one out and the name itself, 19th Amendment. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Sure. So I am a former fashion designer, and I had my own collections in mind, which were successful in their own right. But unfortunately, I found that even though I had the capital behind me and was winning awards and going to fashion week, that the business model wasn't working. And I saw this with many designers who dreams further along than I was. So I decided that the business model needs to change, that shoppers still wanted to purchase, but there was no way for them to do that. And that's why we created 19th Amendment, both as a place where fashion designers have a better chance of breaking into the industry, where they can connect directly with shoppers, and to also give shoppers a way to purchase from those designers they may see on TV or on the runway shows, but can't actually purchase from.
Yeah, I really love the concept you have there. I mean, you're not only giving opportunity for designers, but for shoppers as well to find. So you're like matchmaking them, the designers and the shoppers, into one place, giving those access to them where they wouldn't have any access to in general. All right, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Sure. I think I'm very scrappy. Any time starting a business, it's really about proving a concept with not necessarily the ideal amount of capital, time, or team. So there's a bit of being really intelligent about how you use your resources. I think that I'm very headstrong. So this idea, you know, when running it past a few people in the industry, they said it's great, but it can never be done. Well, that just motivated me all the more to create my development and to build it into what it is today. And then I think it has to be a bit of belief in yourself. It's such a struggle day to day, the highs and the lows, but always having that overall belief that no matter what, you can overcome and get to the next point, because it is a marathon.
Absolutely. So being savvy, being headstrong, and having that belief in yourself. Great personal qualities here that Amanda just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives. All right, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this. Let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Mm-hmm. So I think some of my specific things about women entrepreneurs space is around funding. It's well documented that women entrepreneurs, while they create stronger, better businesses, actually have a harder time gaining that initial capital. And that was very much the case for the 19th Amendment, which in turn was actually a very positive thing for us, because we managed to test out everything with very little. We still own a very large majority stake of the company, even though we have funding now. And it's made us better entrepreneurs overall, because when we do get the capital, we use it very wisely.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure, especially for our listeners out there who are in the industry that Amanda is, I mean, in any industry for that matter. I mean, funding, raising capital, or having that cash flow is really a challenge. But the good thing now, we have a lot of resources that we can tap into, especially for finding funding. And there's even crowdfunding, for example. There's even other local resources that we can raise funds to build our business or to grow our business. So it's no longer it is a challenge, but it shouldn't be a hindrance for us to build a business that we want to build. So let's learn from these lessons that Amanda just shared with us.
Yeah, so I think that money is not the biggest challenge at all. There's so much that you can do and that you can get away with and maneuver. There's so many resources that are available, and I think in the end it actually does make you a better entrepreneur, because money comes, money goes, but the skills that you build while creating your company and while using limited sleep resources have been much more valuable.
Yeah, there you go. So it shouldn't be a hindrance for you for continuing to build the business, especially if you know that what you're putting out there is really going to be of benefit to your customers or to your prospective clients. All right, let's talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with, you know, but the challenge really with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Sure. Well, probably don't do the best job at making really great work-life balance. But I think that the concept is just completely turning off and having that segmented time doesn't totally exist in the entrepreneurial world, especially in the digital space. You always have to be connected. So I think it's more important to learn how to integrate what you're doing into your daily life than having it take over. On the relationship side, it's important to be with someone who understands and sees the mission and is supportive. And then on the health side, it's watching out for yourself. I think I've learned, like, if I don't take care of myself, then I'm not going to be productive. But again, I think that's one of the harder entrepreneurial struggles, is trying to find that balance. And I'm not sure, I can't say that I have found that, but I have found a way to make it work for me at the moment. It's always changing my high times and my low times.
I love what you said about integrating it versus allowing this work-life balance to take over you. Love the word integration versus striving for perfect balance, because there is no such thing. And yes, I agree with you what you said about really watching out for yourself, taking care of yourself well. I mean, our health is the foundation of what we do, so it's really important to put time to take care of yourself. I know this is the last thing that we want to carve out time for, but it's really, it's so counterintuitive. It's so important to put that time and to take care of yourself, even just a few minutes of your day, taking care of yourself by working out, eating healthy, getting some sleep, getting enough sleep, and even downtime. I know we are so busy building our business, and our business, most of us are passionate about it. I mean, I haven't heard anyone that is not passionate about what we're doing. And because of that, it's no longer work for us. But it's not so important also to find time to do other things that nourishes you physically, emotionally, and mentally as well. Wow. Well said. Sure. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well. And with that success, flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
Absolutely. So for me, money is one thing, but making a positive impact is always the first goal. So especially with 19th Amendment, our goal is to make the fashion industry all around better, from designers for shoppers, for manufacturers, even for retailers. So if we can create a positive effect for any one of those groups, and all three of those groups, hopefully, which is what we're doing today, then that's really a benchmark of success. Obviously, there are other metrics, such as sales and margins and reach and growth. And those change as those become, those benchmarks become higher and higher. But I think it's always important to keep in mind the overall mission and the reason why you started the company in the first place as the ultimate benchmark of success.
That is so true. I love your perspective on success. I mean, it's about creating those positive experiences for clients. I mean, I believe that what truly as gratifying and fulfilling is if we are able to make the impact, create the impact in the lives of our, of the people that we serve. For you, creating those positive experiences, creating those positive feedback, wonderful experience, making creating happy clients. Those are one of the intangible benefits of being in business. And what truly brings us joy are those that are intangible. So great perspective there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously get some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
I'd say number one, convince yourself that you're going to be successful, because if you convince yourself, then you can convince everyone else. And don't think otherwise, because that's how you get people to start following and believing in your mission, and then hitting every single one of, you know, what your call is first, so hitting the milestones. I think the other piece of advice I have is to surround yourself with the right people. So it's kind of twofold. So one, team is the most important. If something's not working out in the beginning, yeah, trust your instincts. But also know who believes in the mission, who is going to be there to, you know, help create this business out of essentially nothing. And then again, surrounding yourself with the right people just outside of the business, because it is not an easy journey, and you do need the support system in order to have that balance that we talked about earlier, but also to help you kind of achieve your goals, because it really does take a village in every sense.
All right, so let me summarize them again, those tips that you shared with us for our listeners. So first one is to convince yourself that you'll be successful. That means believing in your vision. I know this is so huge, the mindset side of the business, really. You know, you have to believe in what it is that you're putting out there. Believe in your mission. Believe in why, the why. Why are you doing this business? Others will believe in you if they see that you are headstrong in your belief with what it is that you want to put out there. So important. The second one is to surround yourself with the right people. Really important, both of your personal and business. Really important to have that support network around you, especially for our listeners who are just starting out. Really important to understand that you can't build this alone. And you don't have to build this business alone. You need to surround yourself with other people. Trusting your instinct, trusting your gut, so important. I know I experience this myself too. I mean, I know when it feels right to me, and if I don't follow that one, I you know, the consequences, it can be you know, not what I wanted or not what I expected to be. So really important to trust your gut, your instinct, because you know what's right. You know what feels good and what feels right to you. So great tips here that Amanda just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Amanda, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Sure. So for anyone who's interested in fashion, you can check out the latest collections from designers around the world on 19thAmendment.com. We have over 370 designers who we've contracted, so there's a new collection that launches every Wednesday. And for any fashion designers out there, we are actively recruiting on a rolling basis. So we think of 19th Amendment as kind of a one-stop shop for the entrepreneur or fashion designer. And if anyone is out there and would like to learn more, they can feel free to reach out to me at amanda@19thAmendment.com or just visit our website at 19thAmendment.com.
All right, so that's www.19thAmendment.com. I highly encourage you, our listeners who are fashion designers, both as a designer and a shopper, I love for you to go there now, www.19thAmendment.com. What Amanda and her company put here is so innovative. I mean, they design, you pre-purchase them, and they made it locally in here in the United States. So really, really, I mean, I love this concept. And the fact that you, I mean, for both the designer themselves and the shopper is such a great place for those two to meet and get the design that you wanna purchase. So for our listeners, we have a lot of listeners who are international. If they want to purchase one, for example, are they able to do one online?
Yes, they are.
All
and
right.
We have many designers who are from outside the United States.
Okay, all right. So there you go. For our international audiences, you just go to the link at www.19thAmendment.com. And also, if you are a designer, connect with Amanda of how you can showcase your design there as well, because it's both for designers and for the shoppers alike. So again, that link is www.19thAmendment.com. Amanda, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.